How to be a positive leader. Small actions, big impact. Edited by Jane E. Dutton and Gretchen M. Spreitzer. Narrated by Caroline Miller. Foreword. Sean Acor. Author of The Happiness Advantage and Before Happiness. In one of my earliest attempts to bring leadership research into companies, I was invited to Zurich by a large Swiss bank during the economic crisis to give a lecture on positive leadership in uncertain times. Instead of reading my short bio, a disgruntled senior leader who had been forced by the human resources, HR department, to introduce my session, came to the front of the room and said, "Hello. As you know, we don't have bonuses for everyone, but here is a talk on happiness from a guy from America." You can imagine the response. There was immediate nonverbal stonewalling from these cool, reserved Swiss bankers. Honestly, I was already nervous for this talk. I was a green 30-year-old researcher with massive educational debts about to lecture on leadership to ultra-wealthy, battle-hardened 50-year-old managing directors at one of the world's largest banks. But what happened next was a significant learning moment for me. About 10 minutes into the talk, as I transitioned to explaining the scientific research that had been done on how to create rational optimism and to deepen social support in the midst of crisis, the senior leaders imperceptibly began leaning forward. Slowly, many began quietly picking up pens and inconspicuously looking for notepads. By the break, 90 minutes into the session, I could not even get to the coffee machine to try one of their fancy espressos because the leaders were flooding me with questions about research that could apply to their team's specific problems. When I finished the 3-hour session, I was told by the global head of HR that I would be visiting all of their banking centers in Asia, Europe, and the United States during the banking crisis. What happened? This book is what happened. The engaged response in Zurich was not about me. It was about the power of positive organizational scholarship. Those Swiss bankers were willing to listen because they respected the rigor with which those researched findings were sought, and they could see the leadership value of those conclusions. Scientifically validated research and focused study of thriving leaders and organizations are the keys to opening minds to real and quantifiable positive change. Without them, we are left with vague motivational statements and a risky reliance on faith in the...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?